I do have disquiet over the gender neutrality guidelines released by the Ministry of Education. We've got Bob McCroskey from Family First standing by. I just want to read this response to Tom from Max. He says, what the man who is no doubt attending Russell Brand's New Zealand appearance later this year fails to understand is that everyone is in some way socially engineered. It is part of participating in society. There isn't a right gender, there is a factual gender. Any or outie, male or female, easy as to understand. Bathrooms aren't segregated at schools because of social engineering. They are segregated because it is hard enough trying to get kids to stay away from each other's genitals without providing them a quiet private place where the genitals are already out to congregate. And I've got plenty of correspondence on this. Well, let's find out what... Well, I guess the socially conservative group Family First thinks of all this. Bob McCroskey, its spokesperson, joins us now. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Sean. I'm not sure if we're socially conservative on this one. I think most parents are pretty concerned about the direction this is going.
Well, firstly, I note I haven't yet been able to establish who the individual or individuals are in the Ministry of Education who thought these guidelines would be a good idea. We can presume they've got the tick-off from the Minister of Education, Hekia Parata. What concerns you most about these guidelines?
Yeah, my understanding with the report is that it's had participation from a number of groups and schools. But I think the concern is definitely around the focus on gender. And look, this whole area of gender is an ideology. It's a dogma. You know, our sex is an objective biological reality. But there's this push that we can choose our gender, which isn't dependent of our biological sex. So, and of course, that leads to the bizarre possibility, Sean, that you could pick not only your gender, but also your race, nationality, and age. So, you know, Sean Plunkett could be an 80-year-old Nigerian Jewish woman. That's how far this subjectivity can go. So, it's a social construct. But what it's doing is it's being pushed in schools and it's simply pushing confusion because you're having children as young as five being indoctrinated with issues around gender stereotypes, sexuality and gender well-being. And kids, I think, just go to school. Parents want kids to go to school to play, eat and have fun. Let kids be kids.
And learn. Stop sexualizing. And learn too, Bob.
Sorry?
Could we put learn in there as well?
Well, absolutely, learn, but we need to let them be kids, and also stop sexualizing them.
And you're saying desexualizing them by gender is sexualizing them?
Well, it's introducing topics that parents simply don't want their kids to have to confront at a young age, and it's also introducing them to concepts which are theories. They're dogma. They're not based on biological reality. They're not based on the sciences. They're just simply based on ideas, as we heard from your caller before the news.
Are you disappointed then that these guidelines have been published?
Yeah, look, there's been a big push. Political parties, there's obviously interest groups that have really been pushing this message. Look, it wasn't a surprise that it's come. I've been warning parents that it is coming. And I spend a lot of time warning parents and reminding them that under the Education Act, they can remove their kids from these lessons and tell the schools too. But I think, Sean, the real concern is just how dangerous it could be, because what this is saying is that children can turn up, irrespective of their biological sex, they can choose what gender they are, as though that's somehow separate. And so they can determine what changing room they use, which showers, the gym toilet that they use, which sports teams they want to be in. It just leads to confusion, but it's also dangerous because I think parents, when they send their kids to school, expect that their little girl is not going to be sharing the same toilet with a boy.
Right. And I think that is a reasonable expectation, an absolutely and utterly reasonable expectation.
Well, that's why we say that there's aspects of this sexual education guidelines that are extreme. They're extremist. And I think many schools will simply ignore them. I guess the one redeeming factor is that they are not enforced, and the other redeeming factor is that parents can remove their kids from these classes. I think the report says that it's recommended that schools spend up to 15 hours per year covering some of these issues. But I would encourage parents to read the guidelines You can download them from our website and figure out whether they want their kids to be subject to some of that indoctrination.